You are now listening to the Geeky Natural Mom Podcast. Hey, y'all. What's up? It's your girl, Yasmeen Nicole. And welcome back to the Fortress, y'all. I just want to say I apologize for not doing Podvember like I was supposed to. It was a lot going on in my personal life. And also, the mic was getting distorted. Like, every time I would record, it would be distorted. Like, it just sounds crazy to me, and I think I fixed it. I've tried to fix it, so if you hear some distortion, I deeply apologize. I'm working on getting new equipment, so again, I apologize for that. So, but I think I need to plug this in, you know, to tie in what I'm saying is in the show notes or the episode description, there is a link to click to support the show. Like, if you can, please support the show. It will help me out a lot. I can grow the podcast even more and do more things. So if you can, please click that link. It would be greatly appreciated. So you already know I have to start the show off with gratitude, and I have to say thank you to everyone that has been listening, that's been spreading the word about the podcast. I appreciate it very, very much. Since the podcast is growing a little bit now, I'm starting to get sponsors, hopefully to get bigger sponsors, you know. So because of you, you know, I'm able to get sponsors. So thank you so much for all the love and support. I feel like as creative content creators or creators of any kind, we consistently need to show gratitude for the people that support and invest, not just financially, just, you know, as a whole, that invest in us. We have to show that gratitude. We have to make sure we have that, feed that energy to know that, you know, your listeners or what have you are appreciated, because they, again, they're investing everything into your product. So I think that is imperative that we do that. So thank you so much again. All right. So today I wanted to talk about reflecting, self-reflection. And I think that goes hand in hand with the year ending now. So I'm going to speak about, you know, the things that I've learned and my experiences and things like that. And I hope you guys will be able to reflect and, you know, see things from a different perspective on how much we grow as people within the year. And, you know, that's pretty much it. And you know what? I also feel like we need a name, like, as far as, like, because y'all my fam. And I think we need to have some type of, like, squad name. I don't have one at the moment. I'm going to think about it. But if you guys have one, you know, let me know. And we'll see which one is the best. So, because I want y'all to feel like y'all are a part of this process, because y'all are, because you guys, again, invest in this. So I want y'all to be a part of it. All right. Okay. So back to the episode. This year has been very challenging, as you know, as far as the kids and relationships, and it's been a lot of growth for me, and I feel like I'm finally getting to the place of being who I am, because, like, I've been trying to figure that out for years, and I think we all are, and sometimes it takes longer for others to figure out who they are, and I've come to a place where I'm accepting myself and having more confidence and living in my truth and actually, you know, growing into the person that I'm supposed to be. And, you know, my mother's death put a lot of things in perspective when she died, but probably more like it'll be almost 10 years next year. So I think, you know, as time progressed, it helped me, you know, grow into the person that you see now. It helped me mature and actually open my mind and just basically being okay with her, you know, not being around and me living my life, because like my mother was a big part of my life, and dealing with that, you know, somebody that was your everything pretty much. And I feel like I've talked about this before, so, but it is going to tie into everything. I feel like I took my mother for granted a lot, especially like in my teenage years, I guess, because it was just me being a teenager. But I felt like I took her for granted, and like when she died, I felt so guilty. Like I should have had, if things were different, that type of mentality, if things were different, if I would have done this different. And I can't, and I've dwelled on that for a long time, and I know I can't dwell on it because, you know, obviously it was supposed to happen. So I can't blame myself anymore. I can't sit and just like be down in the dumps about it. I mean, I'm not now, but like for a long time I have, you know, a piece of me is gone. And now I think that the kids are feeling, you know, that peace that, you know, she kept in my life. But I felt like, you know, through those years of grieving and, you know, dealing with her death, I was trying to fill this void, you know, the void that, you know, she had, and trying to, you know, find ways to, you know, fill that void, and not really choosing my happiness, just trying to look like pretty much kind of like basically living through other people, or, you know, trying to please people because that would make my void feel better. And I think with, you know, this situation with my ex, like that played like a huge role in like what I'm saying right now. Cause like, I felt like I was trying to fill a void of happiness and comfort. You know, as I said before in previous episodes, I was trying to fill that void of comfort, and also trying to fill that void of happiness because I wasn't happy. Like I wasn't happy at all, even though I would try to, you know, act like I was happy, I wasn't. So I'm finally at a place where I'm actually happy with myself. Like I'm happy, like I'm happy. I'm choosing to be happy. I'm just happy I'm happy because of this, you know, I'm able to, you know, be creative again, because for a long time I had stopped using my creative talents, and, you know, stop being creative and stop being inspired because I was so depressed and I was so unhappy, you know. And like now, you know, I've like had like this muse, and, you know, having all this, you know, creativeness, and, you know, the people that are around me, they inspired me to be creative again, because like again I wasn't at that place anymore. So I'm I'm so appreciative for the, you know, the creative people in my life and just the people in my life in general that, I kind of thrive off of them because, and it's funny because like probably to them, I'm probably like the strongest, most positive person. And little do they know that, you know, I lean on them for that support for me, because like, I'm just so grateful for actual friendships and actual, like, I took that stuff for granted before. Like, I'm so grateful for friendships. I'm so grateful for like people supporting me and rooting me on and being proud of everything that I'm doing. Like, I'm just so in awe of that because I took that for granted for sure. And like, I always have that wonder in my head, like, you know, I'm hoping I'm doing my mom proud with everything I'm doing, like everything, you know, trying to be, you know, an advocate for, you know, my children and, you know, being in all those things, being a public servant and just doing the things that she did, pretty much not living her life, but living my life, but still, you know, having her legacy, if that makes sense. Like, she's in me. Do y'all understand? Like, you know, like, she's in me. Like, that, like, she will always be a part of me, and the stuff that she never got to do, I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna do it my way. Does that make sense? But still living through her. I hope that made total sense, because if I felt like it didn't, but I hope that it made sense. So, and it gets hard. It really gets hard. And like, I'm at a place where I've moved on from grieving. I've moved on from feeling sorry and guilty for myself. I'm moving on with my life because that's what she will want me to do. And I'm getting older, and now I'm a mom, and I'm figuring out a way to, you know, be everything to them as she was to me. So I think that, you know, now that I'm older, you know, I just turned 30 this year, that kind of closed a chapter of that part of my life. Like, I'm standing on my own. Like, since then, I've always stand on my own, but like really standing on my own, really like being okay, I got this. Like not saying it because you feel like you have to say it, but like actually doing it and feeling it, like, I got this. I know that she would be proud. I know that, you know, she can, you know, rest better wherever she is and see that I'm trying and I'm doing the best that I can. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I know, like, me just saying it, like, it's not just me saying it anymore. It's just me knowing and me doing, I got this, I got this, I got this. She don't have to worry about me. So, and wow, like that felt so good saying that, because I've said it in my head, but I haven't like actually said it. And I just felt like this whole release of saying it, and I've got closure from the situation. And that's another thing with me this year, like getting closure with things, especially the situation with my ex. I mean, I feel like I've got closure, but at the same time, it's like people are going to be who they are. And no matter how I get closure from the situation, I have to accept that he is going to be who he is. And it's not about me changing him. It's not about me or us getting back together, because like that ship has sailed. It's dead. Like that's done. But I think more so now it's more of me like, are you going to step up and be the father that you're supposed to be? Because it's not about us anymore. It's about them. And it was about them from the beginning. And that's what I feel like he didn't see, because it was more so him being insecure about everything. And I want him to realize, like, our children are dealing with, like, real life issues. And they're going to need you to be there and lean on them. I mean, even though they don't understand, it's, you know, it's important that, you know, they have that strong male figure in their life. And I don't want to take that away from him, but it seems like his priorities is not where they should be. And it's also, he feels like he has to have his control of the situation. And it's not about having control. It's about your children's needs. And like, as far as like me, like I'm content on how I do things as a mother, because like they're with me all the time. There's no percentage. Like 100% of the time, the children are with me. Like, so it's things that I expect from him as a father. Like, I don't want nothing else from him except to be a father. Like, I think that, and I don't know, it can be like in all situations. I think that, you know, when you've been in a relationship, and it's probably like, you know, we were dealing with each other for a long time. So he feel like, oh, you know, we should be friends. And I'm not at that place, because I've tried that. I tried us being friends. I tried all of that. And I'm not trying to count him out and say that he won't change, but I'm seeing the reality of the situation right now. Like, and you know, let me know if, you know, if I'm being too harsh or not, but I feel like I'm not. But you know, I want y'all feedback, so you know, let me know. So I just feel like I'm like, we can't be friends at this point. Like, we're done. We're like, everything is like, any type of anything is dead. Like, strictly, are you coming to see the kids? No. You know, so-and-so has an appointment this day. Are you coming? Or are you able to take the kids this day? The kids need food. Can you bring food? Or can you, what, like, stuff like that. Like it was never about the financial for me, because I'm going to make sure my kids are good, regardless financial or not. It's more so, like I said, being steady. It's stability. I want stability. And not from a financial standpoint, but as a nurturer, as a teacher, as a as a man, period. Like, that's what I want. So now that I figured out, like, okay, I finally figured this out. This is what I want from him. This is what he should be showing me. And if And if he can't do that and he don't want to do that, then I'm going to be okay with doing things on my own, which I am, but like having him, you know, get himself together and me doing what I'm doing now. It's picking up your slack pretty much. So I'm like at a point like when I really saw that the relationship was over, the first thought in my mind was, how am I going to be able to do this? And not even thinking about like, you know, moms are doing this all the time, but you know, that was my initial reaction. And how my mother did it, you know, she was a single mother and she held it down for all three of us. So why can't I? I think I can do it. I know I can do it. So why am I sitting here being in an unhappy situation if it's not benefiting me, if it's not benefiting our children? You know what I'm saying? So I finally had to say, like, look, I'm tired of being depressed. I'm tired of being just, I felt so invisible, like, meaning, like, I wasn't myself. Like, I wasn't, like, people started to see it. And I said all this before, but, like, I was losing myself. And I felt like for the past 10 years of my life, I was losing myself. Like, I really wasn't sure of what I wanted to do, what direction I wanted to take, who I was as a person. Like, and I felt like with, you know, this breakup and the kids' diagnosis and, you know, all these things have put all those feelings and emotions in perspective. And I got baptized a couple months ago. And for me, the baptism was like saying goodbye to everything. Like everything I've ever known, like every fear that I had, every what if, everything that I just spoke about, I was saying goodbye to. So it wasn't the baptism wasn't a religious thing for me. It wasn't a Christian thing for me. It was me saying goodbye to my old life, the old me. Like I've done that, but like I can't dwell on that anymore. That like that's what that meant. Like I have to, like, no more doubts. Like I was done. I'm turning 30. Like at that time I was turning was it before or after? I think it was after I turned 30. It was just those 10 years I've had that I let it go completely and just like was done with it. So that's what the baptism meant for me, like closing that chapter, having closure with every situation. And this is my new life. And this is how I want, you know, things to go from now on. You know, this is me cleansing myself and having a clear mind and seeing things differently and that sense. So it wasn't like a religious thing for me or a Christian thing for me. It was just me saying goodbye. And since then, like, I think this whole year, like I saw the change in myself. Like I saw that I wasn't who I, you know, that person, like really, you know, wasn't that person anymore. And the person that I tried to like push away is growing. And what I mean by that is like I knew that person was there, but I felt like, you know, if I be this person, you know, people would accept me for who I am. Or, you know, if I be this person, you know, that person will love me for who I, for being that person. Because, like, not being accepted and not really and being judged all the time, you know, I kind of like tucked that person away, like the person I was supposed to be away. So, and I think a lot of it, you know, tied down to my mother and father and what they wanted and not more so what I wanted. And I felt like, especially when my mom died, I felt like I would do a disservice to her if I didn't do what she wanted. And then, you know, my father being Muslim, you know, I'm not living by, you know, what he wants. And it made, and like, even till now, like, I've realized that I can't live through them. Like, I can't. And I have to live for me. And I had to take that deep breath, like, finally, let me live through me. Like, I'm done being a puppet. I'm done trying to please people. I'm done trying to, you know, trying to expect all these things. And, you know, and technically, they're not supposed to happen. Like, I'm done with that. Like, I am me, and nobody can take that away from me. Nobody will force that away from me, and people are going to expect accept and respect me. Because if you want me to respect you, you want me to accept you, you want me to all these things, you want me to do all these things, you're going to have to do that for me. So I feel like reflection on ourselves, we really see how much stuff we take from people, because we take a lot of stuff from people. Like, we take a lot, and we don't have to. We feel like we do because we're entitled to, or we feel like someone's not picking up the slack, or you feel like something bad will happen if you don't. So, like, how can we live with ourselves if we can't be ourselves? How can we do all these things that's expected of us if we can't even reflect and really just, how can we function? How are we functioning the way we are now? How are we functioning? How are we able to get up, do our daily routines, live our life, and not lose our sanity? How can we deal with others' BS and be in some really messed up situations and not go crazy? How is that possible? I asked myself that question. How was I able to make it through everything I went through in my life? How am I here right now in this situation? Like, I can be dead right now. Through everything that I went through, I really could not be here right now. And reflecting on that shows how strong I am, how strong you are, or whoever. Like, we can withstand from anything. Like the stuff that we're dealing with right now is not even half of what we've dealt with, half of what I dealt with. Like, we don't give ourselves enough credit to really appreciate and say, yes, I'm proud of you, man. You've been through so much. You never gave up. You fought the good fight. Despite all odds, you're still here and you're making it. Even, you know, you're dealing with little stuff in your life right now and you're still smiling. I have to give you a pat on the back, yes. Like, me speaking to myself, because I'm proud of you. You're doing it. You know, like, we never give ourselves credit. Like, we never say, like, damn, like, I really made it. Like, I really got out of that situation. Like, I'm doing all these great things, and I'm meeting all these great people. Like we never give ourselves gratitude. We never, like, we lost ourselves showing self-love. We don't show ourselves self-love, as I spoke about in the self-love episode. We don't show ourselves self-love. Like, we're constantly our worst critic. We constantly critiquing ourselves. Like, we're so forced to not have any emotions or not show any emotions about anything. And that is my problem. Like, I'm so quick to hide my emotions due to traumas in my life. And I spoke, and I wrote a post about this on social media today about how we, as far as us trying to get self-love and growth, how can we do that if we're enabling our traumas and not accepting them and learning from them and healing from our traumas? We let our traumas, our childhood situations, how our parents treated us, how our family treated us, how people treat us in general, dictate our lives. And it affects our children. It is a curse. We are cursing ourselves because we are not breaking the cycle and saying enough. Enough. I refuse to go down that cycle because I don't deserve that. My children don't deserve that. My future grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they don't deserve that. I need to be a positive example for myself. Not even for my children, my family, my spouse, whoever. For myself. For myself. So when we have that reflection on ourselves, then we can really see the growth and the potential that God and the universe wants us to see. Because it's there. We're not paying attention to it. We're not seeing the bigger perspective or the bigger picture about situations. Yes, we're entitled to our emotions. Yes, you know, we're human. Of course, we're going to feel that way. But do we be down in the dumps about it? Do we keep pointing fingers at and holding grudges against each other and holding a grudge within yourself? Because you can hold grudges within yourself. Do we keep doing that? Something got to give now. We're not in this life for long. And we can go at any time. Do we sit there and hold grudges? Do we sit there and play the victim? Do we sit there and say coulda, woulda, shoulda? Or do we live in the moment? Do we, you know, mend those fences? You know, do we build those bonds? Do we make friendships and have relationships and have healthy family love and family bonding and good relationships in our children and them being able to see the positive and not the negative. And just people in general. This society nowadays has lost compassion, lost any type of kindness, because my compassion and my kindness starts with me, and I need to have that towards my children. And if I stay in this whirlwind of trauma and whirlwind of being sorry for myself, I can never succeed. I can never go for my goals. I can never accomplish the things I want to accomplish or be the wife I'm supposed to be the mother that I'm supposed to be. So where can we balance everything and still have our sanity? And that totally having balance with it and having the sanity plays a role in everything that I'm trying to do right now, and you know, being a mom and dealing with one child is enough. Like dealing with three children and three children that have special needs. How am I even functioning? Some days I'll be really depressed. y'all wouldn't even know the half of it. Like the amount of depression that I go through. But man, this is really I feel all this weight just like this is helping me too. Like probably like everything I've written down on paper, I'm expressing it and saying it, and it feels great to say it. It's just like a woosah, you know? So just like dealing with the children's diagnosis, I've spoken on this before, and actually dealing with it, because I have this thing where I deal with things and but really don't deal with them. And I don't want that to come bite me in the ass. Like, we can't let, you know, these feelings we have or these emotions we have, you know, bite us in the ass when we don't deal with them properly in a healthy manner. So I'm learning to deal with, you know, the children's diagnosis in a healthy manner now. I felt like I was kind of going in a rut because hearing that back to back for almost a year is really, it's really tough. So I think for the new year, I'm going to keep dealing with my emotions in a better manner. So that's one of my main goals of my reaction to things and how I deal with things. I'm going to deal with them. And I'm not even going to try to make excuses for it. I'm going to deal with it in a really healthy manner. That is one of my goals for 2019. And another thing that I saw, you know, this year was who was really in my corner, and meeting new people and having experiences and things like that. And I'm grateful for the people I've met and had interactions with. And I feel like a person, you know, people are in your life, or they come in passing for a reason, is to show you something. And this one person in particular, I'm not going to say their names, I'm not going to put them on blast, but I am going to gas them a little bit. So I'm going to gas them. So the person I'm talking about listens to the show, so they already know who they are. But this one person in particular, in a short time, has shown me a lot, and about really seeing my worth. Because I felt like I had worth, but like really seeing it from their perspective, it didn't even match, like the way they conduct themselves, the way they react to certain things. And like, I'm a person that feeds off of energy. And like, if I see your energy and like I'm observing you, and I see a lot from that observation and that energy, like I already see, like, you know, I need to be around you, or, you know, I shouldn't be around you. And I haven't been wrong. I've been maybe about my ex, but I've kind of like learned, I guess, being around a lot of people throughout the years, I've learned people, and I've learned how to see people's, well, not see, but feel people's energy. I mean, I've always been observant, so, you know, that's not really huge for me, but like really feeding off of people's energy, like that I can see, like, I guess maybe a third eye. I don't, probably not a third eye, but I can really see that person for who they are. And it might sound weird, but again, I haven't been wrong yet. So besides my ex, but I'm saying now, like I haven't been wrong yet. But anyway, they made me understand how my worth matters, and how I should feel confident in myself. And they don't get the proper credit for me saying this, because like I've told this person this like a few times, and me like saying it publicly, that means like it really, like I really honor your like honor your friendship, and I like I respect you, and really like we fam. Like, so if I didn't feel that way, then I wouldn't even be talking like this. We wouldn't even be having this conversation. Like I said, my worth, my, like, how to really see myself for who I am, like, really tap into my creative potential, like really supporting me. Like, I feel that. Like, when you feel someone, like, really, like, support you, like that's loyalty. That's like you owe that person loyalty. Like you owe, like when you glow up, that person gotta go up with you. Like they in the passenger seat with you. Like we just riding out. So that goes for like anybody in my life. Like if you give me that same energy, like we just gonna ride out. Like period. Like we just gonna ride out, and we just gonna ride out to the wolves fall off. Like that's the type of loyalty I have. And like again, I really like from all that, and like again, a short amount of time, like seeing all that and really like sitting back and reflecting on that, Like, it was like, oh shit, like, okay. Like, that's how I was, like, oh shit, like, okay, like, all right, bet. Like, so that, like that, like, I'll be, you know, I'll be forever, like, forever indebted to that person and for everyone else that I've met and has shown me things that I never seen in myself, that made me tap into that creative potential that I had, made me tap into doing anything I set my mind to, really seeing that they care for me and actually really care for me. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, loyalty is a very rare trait these days. People actually caring for you, like that don't happen at all. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just to have that, like, that small circle and of people actually caring about you and mean that shit, like, really means a lot. And that makes your worth and respect for yourself skyrocket. And that showed me that big time this year. And, like, it's a really good feeling. Reflection. We have to see and reflect on the small wins, the big wins, the losses and the loss, I'm sorry, the losses, and how we can get better. How can we push for what we want? Reflection is the key. If we don't reflect on the past and how that made us into who we are today, and let that negative shit that we tell ourselves, let that go, let it all go, we will be better. I always think of that line that Kelly says on Insecure, and she tells to Issa, she said, you know what that is? That's growth. And she do her little hands like, you know, the sprout is like growing into a plant. I always think about that, like, reflecting really shows the potential in our growth. That's the main point I'm trying to get to. And that's my time. And I've talked longer in this episode. I usually don't talk this long. It's almost an hour. And I usually don't try to, you know, talk for an hour because I feel like I would be rambling, but this episode made me feel a lot better. And I hope that, you know, you guys felt the energy. I hope you guys are able to reflect on this year and think about all the wins you had instead of the losses, and what changed from the beginning to the year to the end of the year. That's going to push you to do better things in 2019. Reflect on that and see the potential that you possibly will have and will have. I'm with you. I'm rocking with you. So, reflection, folks. Alexa, play Reflection by Christina Aguilera. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's my time, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. If you have requests, if you have any questions, business inquiries, I always leave my email in the show notes, aka the episode description. Follow me on social media, always down in the thing, and keep pushing, y'all, because your goals matter. Your goals matter. Your happiness matters. Your sanity matters. Your reflection matters. All right? I'll see y'all next time. Peace and love. And I'm out.